1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Time for the wealth feature here on Hot Business, and with us reaching the halfway mark of the year, can you believe it? It's time to take a detailed look as to why bond yields are declining when growth is strong, commodity prices are high, and business consumer confidence rising. Well, old mutual wealth investment strategist Isaac Odendaal, welcome. In particular, we've seen long bond yields falling sharply. Taking the U.S. as an example, since it's the most important bond market, the U.S. 10-year peaked at 1.7% in March, but it's since pulled back to around 1.3%. How can this be in an environment where we are expecting inflation to increase? Now, before we answer that, perhaps it's a quick lesson for listeners here. What is the correlation, firstly, between bond yields, inflation, and interest rates?
Yeah, so basically, you would expect a bond yield to rise in an environment where inflation is high, growth is high, and short-term interest rates are expected to rise as well. So a long bond is basically trying to, let's 10-year bond, is trying to price in what is the world going to look like over the next 10 years. And bonds in particular, of all investments, is probably the most sensitive to inflation because it pays out a fixed interest payment. And so that interest payment is obviously very, very vulnerable to being eroded by inflation, and therefore bond investors focus like mad on inflation. And second to that, also because inflation determines the outlook for short-term interest rates, and if short-term interest rates rise, you know, and you hold a long bond, then you can lose out on a relative basis. So again, long bonds are very sensitive to the longer-term outlook for short-term interest rates, and obviously the short-term interest rates are controlled in most countries by the central bank.
And that brings me to my next question around the U.S. Treasury yield. Why do we focus so much on the U.S. 10-year?
Yes. Okay. So I mean, for one thing, the U.S. has the biggest bond market in the world. It's kind of just by sheer weight of numbers, it is the biggest. You know, it's the big gorilla out there. But because so much of the world runs on U.S. dollars, you know, you can go through the list of kind of things that are priced in dollars, activity that happens in dollars, trade that happens in dollars. So we all run on dollars some way or another, and therefore the cost of a dollar, the price of a dollar, which is the interest rate, you know, the short-term interest rate in the U.S., that is effectively the interest rate that every single asset in the rest of the world, directly or indirectly, is priced off. So in South Africa, our government bond yields, yes, they're sensitive to the rand and the political outlook and the violence and the looting and so on. But ultimately, our bond yields also price off what's happening in the U.S. And if you see an increase in the U.S. bond yields, you know, directly or indirectly, our bond yields will rise as well, and vice versa. So the U.S. market is absolutely essential, and therefore most economists spend a big part of their lives just tracking what's happening in the U.S., U.S. inflation, U.S. policy, U.S. growth, and so on, to get a sense of what the U.S. interest rate cycle is going to look.
And now the big question, therefore, is why are bond yields declining, particularly when we see inflation expectations and the risk being on the upside? The CPI number out of the U.S. yesterday, core CPI, we haven't seen a number like that since 1984. What's the bond market telling us?
So the bond market in its collective wisdom is saying that the inflation pressures we're seeing now will be temporary. You know, so yes, we've seen pretty hairy increases in inflation now, but by and large, those relate to the reopening of economy. So they're distorted still by the pandemic. So you're seeing things like car prices have shot up, used car prices. Normally, used car is something the value declines, but in the U.S., used car prices have jumped by 10% in the last month. And that is because there's a scarcity of used cars. And that goes back to the fact that there's a shortage of microchips, so there's a shortage of new cars, and therefore people are buying used cars. But because last year the car rental companies didn't replenish their fleet, they're not selling the used cars into the market today. So it's still kind of a ripple effect of the pandemic. And, of course, a lot of people have moved out of the cities into the suburbs. They need a car. So there's suddenly this big jump in demand for used cars. You can go to airlines, suddenly airfare has jumped, you know, people are flying more, so you're seeing a big increase in airfares, you're seeing a big increase in hotel fares, restaurants are, you know, they have to put up their prices because they're struggling to attract staff. you know, so but these are distortions caused by the pandemic, and I think it will smooth out in the next couple of months. And that is essentially the message that you're seeing in the bond market, is that we, you know, we're not panicking about long-term inflation. And in a strange kind of way, when the Fed has started hinting at higher interest rates, you've actually seen long bond yields come down. So in a way, that tells you that the bond market is saying, the Fed is not going to let inflation run away. The Fed has said that it is comfortable with inflation. Now it's comfortable with inflation outlook. It will allow inflation to run above target for a while. But if push comes to shove, the Fed is prepared to raise interest rates. And therefore, again, that long-term inflation outlook 10 years from now is not a problem for the bond market.
And Isaac, what does this mean for investors? If you want to bring this home to building portfolios, obviously value versus growth and what tends to outperform in a rising or declining interest rate environment is important to bear in mind here. How should investors be thinking about this?
Yeah, so most South African investors would not own a US bond or a European bond or so on just because the interest rates are so low. But most of us have global equity exposure. So that's why this matters for us. And I think typically in an environment where bond yields are falling, what you're seeing is you're seeing the growth type of companies outperform. And these are your like your tech companies, your Amazons and Apples and so on. And it's simply because these companies generate their own earnings. They don't rely on a strong economy to grow profits. They can do it by they're taking market share, and they've got very high margins, and they're just very innovative companies and so on. So they have a steady stream of earnings growth far into the future, and at lower bond yields, the present value, sorry to get a bit technical here, but the present value then increases because, you know, that's what lower interest rates do.
Yes.
On the other hand, there's a bunch of companies that are more value orientated, they're more cyclical, they require a stronger economy to generate profits, and therefore those companies actually will tend to do better in an environment of rising interest rates, because that is also an environment where growth is strong. So in a nutshell, what we're seeing is that the lower interest rates have benefited the one category of shares against another category of shares. So it's not the case that lower interest rates are good for equities. End of story. It's a much more nuanced
pair. Absolutely. It's granular, as they like to say. Old Mutual Wealth investment strategist Isaac Uerdendaal with a great lesson in bonds at the halftime break and why bond yields are declining when growth is actually quite strong in the wealth feature here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.